get ready. It's time to surround yourself with some of the best attractions Central Florida has to offer. It's time for the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast with your hosts, John and Anne Marie Carigliano.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our brotherly time. We're happy giving a take to the friends we're making. There's nothing we won't do. Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our happy time. This is a festival. You know the festival. We're here to share it all.
Welcome to Season 8, Episode 20 of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast, bringing you the sights and sounds of Central Florida's world-class attractions and beyond. I'm your host, John Carigliano. Well, on this week's episode, coming out a little bit later than normal, it's just going to be me. Since Andrea was not able to join us, and she really hasn't seen what you're about to listen to. So I will wait until she has seen it for her little review, but I don't want to kind of give away anything until after this particular show that we're going to listen to. Last week we listened to Disney Enchantment, which was the new fireworks show for the Magic Kingdom for its 50th anniversary, and of course we checked out PhilharMagic with the new Coco sequence. Here we're going to be heading on over to Epcot to see Harmonious, which replaced Epcot Forever, which then replaced Illuminations Reflections of Earth, one of my favorite nighttime shows outside of Sorcery in the Sky. Just due to work, life, everything, I just never got around to get a chance to see it until literally last night. So, also the reason by being this is coming out on a Friday versus a Tuesday is we were supposed to see the show last weekend, which would have been probably the end or beginning of April. Like literally the first weekend of April, and literally here in Central Florida, we had very severe thunderstorms, and it was a complete washout, and was not able to go. So the things just worked out perfectly on Thursday, and I was able to go and see Harmonious. So without further delay, enjoy Harmonious at Epcot.
Thank you. Yeah. raise your voice and it's enough to lift the human spirit. Set the song inside you soaring and the whole wide world will hear it. Wherever the world leads you next, we hope you carry a song with you. And know that the promise of someday begins inside of you today. Good night.
Thank you. All right, so that was Harmonious. We kind of stayed all the way through the, I guess you could call like the little end credit music. It's a show. I mean, don't get me wrong. Is it visually stunning? Absolutely. It's really beautiful with the fountains. And that's about it. Yeah, I would say so. What did you think?
Oh, I loved it.
You loved it?
I did. I'll have to be back again.
Fair enough.
You have a good night.
You too. Get home safe. So some friends I kind of made during the show, but it's a show. Like, it's cool that they have some of these Disney songs sung in their native languages. Yeah, but outside of that, it doesn't really have what I like to say the emotional impact of like how Illuminations made you feel. It made you feel that the future was bright and that there was things ahead. And then, you know, Celebration, also world history and everything like that. This one, it doesn't have that same type of feeling. It's just, you know, there's a whole bunch of Disney songs and they're kind of, I guess, recorded differently. But outside of that, it's kind of like one of those one you're done type of deals. It's where I kind of put Disney Enchantment over at the Magic Kingdom. So I am actually kind of putting my stuff away as I'm doing this. But I would say come and see it for yourself, and maybe I'm in the minority on this one, and if so, then I'm okay with that. I enjoyed some of the, you know, I enjoyed Illuminations a lot more than I did Harmonious. And I'm probably not the only Epcot fan that thinks that, but other guests seem to enjoy it, and if they do, I'm not gonna take anything away from that. I let people enjoy things that they wanna enjoy, but it was a heck of a time trying to get a viewing of this because weather decided to delay this from last week, and I was like, the universe is apparently telling me not to come see this, and but I wanted to. So anyway, Anne-Marie's not here for if not so obvious reasons. She just couldn't get a reservation. That's pretty much it. And so I'm here by myself. But thank you so much for listening to this week's show. Sorry, I kind of came out a little delayed. Again, you can contact the show at podcast@cfscs.com. You can subscribe to us up on our YouTube channel. I've been just kind of really busy and I haven't really gotten some of those videos out. But yeah, I've just been working. So. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time, if you're a regular listener, I thank you both either way for tuning in every single week or bi-week or monthly or however often the show comes out at this point. But thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, well, since Emery's not here, so long and enjoy the rest of your week, month, whatever. And until next time, so long.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind
or forgotten.